You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This guy is a machine. All he does is work out and...
Early odds with Jake Hassan.
Oregon's down by 12. They're on the 45-yard line with no timeouts.
Oregon's got an all-American field goal kicker.
Why didn't somebody tell me?
Chicago sports betting.
Touchdown, Ohio State. There are some folks who are celebrating and others who are saying, you've got to be kidding.
You kind of know what I'm thinking about.
Over or under?
Under would be the key word.
Bet with an edge.
He'd find out the kind of inside stuff nobody else knew, and that's what he put his money on. He even figured out the different bounce you got off the different kinds of wood they used on college basketball courts, you know?
Early odds with Jake Hassan on The Score.
And a friend of mine is very smart, said I've been very lucky with gambling. I've never won.
All right, welcome on in. Early odds, 670 The Score. Jake Hassan with you. Welcome, welcome to college football. We did it. We are here. It is. The big games are finally here. We will get into Ohio State and Texas. We will get into LSU and Clemson. We will get into all of the ranked matchups that your little heart could desire, because there are a ton to get into today, and it's going to be very, very exciting. And I do have bets in these games, which we will get to in just a little bit. But... to start the game, because I will give you a ton of college football to close the show. I promise you that. We will get into college football. We get some NFL stuff. But listen, there has been some Major League Baseball stuff that has been percolating for me. I think the American League MVP conversation is so interesting. So I am bringing in Colby Marcio, Betting News, at Colby M. Betts, to talk about this today, because I think it's so interesting. I think it needs to be talked about. Colby, I know you agree. I know it's been talked about a ton, but the odds moves have made us need to keep talking about this. So let's just go and let's talk about this award market and Aaron Judge and Cal Raleigh.
Let's get this out of the way.
Oh boy.
Our favorite horse to beat to death. But
it's happening.
The passion continues to grow, and I'm going to continue to talk about it. So if anyone wants to not listen to this topic being discussed,
but it's a good betting conversation. There's actionable moves.
1,000%.
It has to be talked about.
1,000%. Has to be talked about.
Especially now. Here's the thing, Colby. It has to be talked about because it's actively moving. Like if we were having the same conversation week after week.
Cal is the leader right now.
If we were having the same conversation week after week after week, then it's different. But the odds have shifted week after week after week. Like it's a conversation that has to be had. So anyway, we're talking about AL MVP.
We're talking AL MVP. Everyone knows this. I have been fired up all week about this because there was it baffles me on how many people are on Cal's side. Mm-hmm. Also, if you send me, anyone sends me the current odds and you think just because Cal's the leader that means something, doesn't mean anything. It's a future. That means the books have to compensate for the amount of money coming in. They're not just going to keep it there.
Yeah, they're not going to let you keep betting Cal at 2-1.
Seriously, they're not going to let you do that. And now on, people want to talk about, I mean, use the book. FanDuel. FanDuel has the worst odds. They don't know how to place odds. They overcompensate for every single prop.
Which allows you to make
baseball bets,
though, sometimes.
Yes, this is why I'm usually only on their home run props, because they don't know how to price them. Any other prop, you get their bases at minus 140 on their book, and then on another book, it's plus 120. They don't know what the hell they're doing, so they're overcompensating having Cal being the AL MVP frontrunner, while Judge is nearly back to plus money, which is idiotic.
That's changed again. People are betting this. Judge is out to minus 160 at the Blue Book.
It's going
to
keep going over and over.
There's
going
to be buyback. There's always going to be buyback. We have seen this time after time after time throughout, ever since Judge went on the injured list. Because remember, everybody, like boys and girls, remember that when Judge went on the injured list, Cal became the minus 180 favorite immediately. And Judge got out to, I want to say, almost 2-1. But then there was immediate buyback because the reports were, well, he's only going to take the minimum 10 days. And so you're seeing that happen again. It happened again yesterday briefly, I believe. It was either yesterday or the day before that it happened very briefly, where Judge became like a plus 110 or plus 125, something like that, underdog. And Cal Raleigh became your minus 110 favorite. And I want to say within 5 minutes, it was a pick 'em. It was minus 110 each way. And I think that's going to continue to happen, because now you go anywhere, like even at the Green Book, Judge minus 120, Cal Raleigh minus 110. Like there's going to be buyback on Judge every single time. And so they have to make it about even, because if they make Cal Raleigh too much of a favorite, there's always going to be immediate buyback on Judge.
I love it when people are like, the books know. You got to know how they work too. You got to know how these things work. And it's not them saying they know. This is them compensating with the amount of money rolling in. But, Jake, I asked Danny this on Tuesday because I obviously talked about it first thing this week. But I want you to take all of the opinions you have on why it's Judge, and I would have you give me at least one reason why it's Cal if you exclude two things. The obvious home run leader.
Sure.
And two, that he is a fantastic defensive player behind the plate. Can you give me any statistic or reason they would give it to Cal?
So
everything, if it all ended today and everything stays the same.
Right. So if it ended today, I do still
just
think that Judge
just
wins.
Just say this. Just say this.
Because of his big giant ass. No. I think part of it, and this isn't statistical, but I do think voter fatigue is a real thing. Like that is a, if your name is not Shohei Ohtani, voter fatigue is a very real thing, because we're seeing it in the American League Cy Young market as well. And we can get to that in a little bit with Tarik Skubal and Garrett Crochet, who pitches in just a little bit. I think the thing is, if it ended today, I think Judge wins. The home run from last night definitely helps. But statistically, Judge has been bad for a couple of weeks now. I mean, he's hitting, I think, 225 over the last 2 weeks.
So
now, that takes some projection, because then if this is what it's going to be and Judge is just going to hit 225 or whatever, and he's not going to put up an all-time season, and don't get me wrong, he leads the league in OPS. He's been fantastic. He's going to hit 50 home runs. But there's voter fatigue, and if Cal Raleigh is going to have a shot at breaking Judge's record, and let's say the Mariners somehow win the American League West, they're still very much in that race. You need a couple of things to happen. I think this is just me. I can be wrong. I think for Cal Raleigh to win the American League MVP, Judge has to continue to be mediocre. Raleigh has to hit 63 home runs. And maybe this one isn't as important, but it definitely wouldn't hurt. The Mariners win the American League West. I think the first two are definitely the most important. And maybe if Cal breaks the record, maybe he just wins. I do think that that is a possibility. But I do think you need Judge to be mediocre still. He was 2-for-4 with a home run last night. We'll see if that continues. He's got a couple of home runs. He's got, what, two home runs in his last seven games or so? So maybe he's starting to pick it up. But if he's going to be this and he's just going to be okay for the next 5 weeks, I do think Cal Raleigh has a real shot. Now, all of that being said, do I think Judge is the rightful favorite? Yes. I do think that that is true. I do think Judge should be the favorite. Like I said, there's always going to be buyback on him. The books are always going to have to make him minus price because the second you make him a plus price, everyone's going boom, 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 boom. They're like, they're blasting that price back down. So, which tells you something, which tells you that there are sharp bettors, smart people out there who are going out there and seeing a plus price and thinking that that's hashtag value, and it's wrong. So I still think that this could go either way. Season ended today. I think it's Judge. But there's definitely more of a path than there was 2 weeks ago for Cal Raleigh to win this award. There's definitely a path.
I think it's wild for people to mention the voter fatigue because I think the NL and the AL are kind of in the same boat. And the AL is obviously more of a topic of discussion in terms of a race because it's definitely Shohei after what he did last night. But it's the second guy is the same type of player. And I find that so intriguing because Cal and Schwarber are the same hitter, the same exact hitter. And we've talked about that a million times. They only just hit home runs. And I think Schwarber's the better player overall, but I think it's interesting. Also, I have some stats for you, Jake, that I had to go and look at to add to my argument about Judge. Since July 1st, Cal Raleigh has a 36% K percentage. Nearly 40%. Also, since July 1st, Cal Raleigh had 40% of Cal Raleigh's hits since July 1st are home runs. So he's striking out 40% of the time. And then when he's not, 40% of the time, they're home runs. Aaron Judge has an 81 point on base percentage that's higher than Cal Raleigh's, has nearly 100 points higher in the batting average, nearly 100 points higher in the OPS. He, before the injury, Judge was leading the AL in all of those statistical categories, intentional walks and walks. And people want to say that this is a down year for MVP race. I think it's the clear and obvious choice to take the guy that's having a monumental season. And we can also appreciate Cal Raleigh having a monumental season for a catcher. With all those things can happen all together in harmony.
Yeah.
This is not an Offensive Player of the Year award. This is the MVP. During the injury, we were talking about them missing the playoffs. The Yankees. We're talking about the Yankees. We were talking about them missing the playoffs. Comes back. It doesn't matter if he's performing. Him being there is a morale boost in itself because they don't know how to function. It's like unplugging something out of the socket. If when he's there, they're on. When they're not, it can't work. And it's always been like that, and it's going to continue to be like that. Meanwhile, Cal's not doing jack, and they're still winning. How valuable is that bet? Also, do people want to throw to me, Colby, he's too busy managing. It's a very physical position at catcher. I get that. I'm not a dumbass. But if you want to go and look at previous catchers that have won MVP, they weren't batting under 250. Also, if him managing these pitchers is such a big deal to these people, tell me why they're 20th, 10th worst in ERA since July 1st, 10th worst in WAR since July 1st.
I did not know that.
Checkmate.
That's wild.
And anyone out there, again, I'm saying this until the award is given out. I will debate anybody on Cal Raleigh versus Judge. But if you come to me with zero stats and you come to me with just, you should go play catcher, I am not going to reply to you. You are a moron. And do not throw WAR at me. Aaron Judge does have a higher WAR, but do not give me that extra letter before WAR. I am not going to talk to you because I can rattle off 98 other stats that actually mean more to me. So with that, it's Judge. But Kobe,
Aaron Judge's OPS since the second half of the season hasn't been great.
Can the guy get his feet wet after an injury?
He's played DH.
He almost lost his arm.
I don't know if it was that dramatic. Okay, so let me ask you this follow-up, because I don't disagree with anything that you're saying. And like I said, I still think Judge wins. But if, like, let's say 2 weeks from now we do this show and Judge is still hitting like 220-something over the last month now that we're at, and maybe he sprinkles in a couple extra home runs. But if Cal's at, let's call it 55 home runs, and it looks like he's on pace to hit 63, like there, like you agree with me at least on that, right? Like there's a path for Cal Raleigh to win here. Not advocating that he should or that he should be the favorite, but like there's definitely a path for this guy to win. We both think it's going to be Judge because we both think Judge is going to turn it back on and he's going to turn it around.
I just think it'd be weird for a guy that's Adam Dunn, an Adam Dunn type performance in a season to get the MVP. I just find that weird. And then I think it would just change the trajectory of how we look at the MLB MVP, a lot of M's.
Yep.
Because every sport has a different MVP. Like I've talked about it before. Famously. The NFL is the quarterback. The offensive player of the year goes to a skilled position player. I don't know why they don't just rename the MVP award, because that's stupid. It's the stupidest award in my opinion, because hey, second place still gets an award. Stupid. That's not how it should work. And then the NBA, I really forget how the NBA is usually is, but baseball, it's very interesting because the guy who doesn't make the playoffs can still make, have a chance at the MVP, which I think is cool, which I think makes sense and makes it fair.
Right.
Like Trout, teams always sucked.
Yeah. Trout and Ohtani when that he was guy, with the Angels.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah. I don't know. I think it would just, and we, and you, and you and I were talking to Keith Law. He says Judge, and this was during the injury, right?
No, he was coming back already.
Like 2 games out.
Because
like,
this Saturday, that would have been 2 weeks ago, right? Yeah. Yes.
3.
Really? Has it been that? No, it's really? No way. No, two.
2 weeks.
Two weeks from Saturday, yeah. God, time's a flat circle.
Dude, it flies. It flies by. Like, you couldn't ask me what I did yesterday. I can tell you.
I know what you did yesterday.
Jake Hassan should have been there.
I'm sorry. I did.
Also,
I did bail on Colby, kind of, sort of.
Don't worry.
I'll make it up to you.
I just want to tell you this, and then we'll move on. For the people wondering what the hell I'm talking about, Jake was supposed to come to that whiskey tasting yesterday. Oh, shoot. This is tangled. And it's a steal. Hold on. Let me just tell you about it. It's a steal. So you get a whiskey flight and you get your own little mini like charcuterie board. $25. All that was $25. I think that's a steal.
The charcuterie did look good. Like that is. That's
the one
pretty
next to the plate where it's like the same plate, not the circle one. That one we bought separate.
Yeah.
But God. And then that burger I had. Woo! Shout out to the Standard Market. Shout out. All right, back to Cal. I think it's so interesting, and I just love getting – I love when I have such a fired-up, passionate take about something that I look forward to saying everything over and over again because that, I think it's cool. I think it's a good conversation.
Yeah.
I'm also just more shocked at the amount of people – that are on Cal's side. It doesn't have to be.
Well, I think that's vote. I think that's fatigue. I think that's Judge fatigue, and it's Yankee hate. Like people love to hate on the Yankees, especially when the team itself isn't very good. They're pretty average. They're probably going to be in the playoffs, but like when the team isn't very good, people love to hate on Judge. He's won two of the last 3 MVPs. People are sick of it. People don't want to see the Yankees win. And I get that. I'm very famously an anti-Yankees guy. But I think people especially the public, too. Like, people in the chat, me and you. Like, it's just people love to hate on the Yankees.
100%. And we all know I'm a Yankees fan. I don't put none of anything that I've said is my bias. I'm able to take out any of my fandom in talk sports. Like, I'm not going to suck off my team because they're my team. I'm not that type of fan. I will never be that type of fan. I hate fans like that. But I am able to grasp and know that I am a fan of one of the most hated teams in all of sports. Doesn't matter the sport. It's the Yankees and the Cowboys, the two most hated franchises. Maybe you add in the Lakers, whatever. I'm not a moron. But I also think, as a fan of the sport, I find it hard to hate on Judge. What does he give you to hate? Honestly.
Well, I don't think it's him personally. I think it's the uniform he wears.
But also, what offends me as somebody who's
offended now.
I'm very offended. I think Judge is my favorite Yankee of all time. And I really dislike when it's a sport where it's definitely team involvement heavier than other sports. Like basketball, you get 2-3 good players, you could probably take distance in the playoffs. But baseball, there's so many guys and so many things that have to click in order to even get to the promised land. And people just saying Judge is never going to win a ring is just – and that's his fault is baffling to me, because he has carried this team since 2017, and then he falls flat in the postseason because he's carrying them. Carrying. Like, when does he get a break? You know what I mean? Like, when does other people around him step it up? Last season, Soto and Stanton, finally. That was awesome. We've never seen that. We've never seen that. About time somebody stepped up.
Stan's been good this year.
And they happen to be two Hall of Famers. Oh, go figure. But.
What, Trent Grisham isn't doing it for you?
I love Trent Grisham. Trent Grisham is awesome. Every time he hits a home run, it's awesome.
I was thinking about this the other day. Like, it's very funny.
Like, you would look like Trent Grisham if you had a mustache.
I disagree.
It's a compliment.
Thank you, though.
If we gave you cowboy boots, yeah.
This happens every year. It's the yearly Trent Grisham, like, late season breakout, where, because he does this in the playoffs too, where he just gets like weirdly hot at like the end of October, like end of August into like the final stretch run of the season. And we're here. It's happening right now again. All right. On the other side, we just did American League MVP. On the other side, Colby, I know there's some stuff that you are percolating on MLB futures wise that you want to throw my way. You texted me that during this. So we're going to get into that. Colby's going to stick around for one more segment. We're going to get into that with some more Major League Baseball. And then we will, I know everybody has college football thoughts. Everybody wants bets. We will get into all of the college football that your little heart can desire. Don't worry. I'm not going to leave that on the end. But hey, I got to keep you people around, right? So stick around. The college football is coming up. On the other side, though, Colby's going to stick around for a little bit. He wants to throw a couple things my way, and we're going to have a little bit of discussion about big picture MLB futures. So that's coming up next. This is Early Odds. This is 670 The Score. Stick around.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Okay, welcome back. Early odds here, 670 The Score. Jake Hassan with you. And kept our guest Colby Marcio for one more segment at Colby M Betts Betting News on Twitter because he wanted to throw a couple more MLB futures thoughts at me. So we're going to do that really fast. Quick discussion. Colby, I know you want to throw some stuff at me about some division stuff. We'll talk about Ann Pennant, and we'll talk about it, some good prices that I think me and you are kind of on the same page-ish. We'll get into it, but just for the listeners, for everyone waiting for where's the college football, when are you going to get? It's coming. We're going to let Colby go in just a little bit here, and then you'll get all of my thoughts for the college slate. But first, Colby, hit me, buddy. What do you have for these MLB thoughts?
I am pondering a couple futures. I know I tweeted out that we're going to get some future talk that isn't something we've already discussed this week. I wanted to pick your brain on two futures. One, I already texted you, and you were like, about damn time you texted me this. Another one, the Yankees are only 4.5 games back in the East. What are your thoughts on the Yanks to win the AL East at 380? I don't hate it. They get the White Sox this weekend. They could be one game back by Monday. And they're hot. They're hot. Like we said, it's coming. And I don't think it's a bad look. I don't know if I'm going to pull the trigger, but I don't hate the price. I don't hate the price. I think that the Blue Jays are kind of plateauing. The Red Sox are a bit hot right now as well. But I think the Blue Jays are plateauing just a tad. I still think they're a good team. I have a ton of respect for them. But I'm just talking in terms of price and what the schedule looks like.
Man. All right, hold on. I'm gonna look something up really fast. I want to see the remaining strength of schedule for all of the... Toronto is the fifth hardest schedule the rest of the way. Wow.
You might get me there. I might get there.
Yankees 25th.
Yeah.
Yankees have 3 against Toronto, 3 against Boston, 3 against Houston, 7 against the White Sox, like you said, 7 against Baltimore. Toronto has 3 against the Brewers, 3 against the Red Sox, 3 against the Astros. Toronto has 7 against the Rays left, though, too. That will probably be a layover and die spot. Boston has the same. Toronto, Yankees.
What's the Red Sox remaining schedule strength?
17th, according to this. Yankees are 25th.
25th for the Yanks.
It's a pretty big gap. And which is crazy because... If they're, we may have to, you might be talking me into something here. So let me ask
it's
you this though.
It's a good number. It's a good number.
So my problem, I guess it's like, if you want to do this, the question becomes, because there's a pretty big price discrepancy between the Yankees and the Red Sox. Like Yankees plus 390, Red Sox 6-1. That feels incorrect. And I'm not going to get more down on the Red Sox. I have Red Sox stuff from before the year. So I'm good on that. But if you have nothing in this market and you're just now, like, if you're you, Colby, and you're trying to jump into this, man, that's not the worst idea. Because it's kind of like, here's the question. Like, we all know that obviously the Red Sox have, we all know the lineups. Like, the Red Sox have Roman Anthony and Alex Bregman. The Yankees have Stanton and Judge. The Blue Jays have Bichette and Vladdy. And the lineups are the lineups. it's kind of like, which ugly horse do you want to pick as far as the rotation goes? Like, it's like, all right, do you want to go with a Max Fried who has been terrible and Carlos Rodon and Luis Gil? Or do you want to go with Chris Bassett, Max Scherzer, and Jose Barrios? Or do you want to go with Garrett Crochet, Brian Bello, and Lucas Giolito? It's like, God, that is disgusting. But one of those has a bona fide ace that might win the American League Cy Young, and I do kind of lean Red Sox. And the Red Sox are above the Yankees in the standings right now.
They're tied. They're both 4.5, right?
Red Sox are 4.
Okay.
And so it's by a hair.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a good question.
Man.
And again, people in chat, I don't have my bias in anything when it comes to betting.
Given those prices, I'm more inclined to say Red Sox. And the Red Sox, the Yankees are playing better recently, but the Red Sox have been great since the break. I mean, for the better part of a month and a half now.
I might have to look into it. It might be a write-up for me, but I might give up both. Like,
if you have nothing and you're just trying to fade the Blue Jays, both isn't a bad idea.
No.
Because you put one unit, you're either coming up with, you know, more 3.5 units or 6.
True. Now, the other one. This one tickled me.
Yeah.
Tickled me. We'll talk about them in a couple minutes. The Astros. They're not playing the sexiest ball as of right now. We will talk about them in a minute. But they're getting guys back. They got Yordan back. They'll get Paredes back soon enough. And I think Hader will come back later in September. This feels like the most dangerous team in the AL, and I've been trying to find a team that I like in the AL enough to possibly take it the distance. Still don't believe they win the World Series. However, at 15-1, I don't think that is a terrible price at all, especially if they become the hottest team known to mankind in October. It's anyone's game. We all know how baseball is. But what number do I have? Or have I the best number out there? 550. For the Astros to make it out of the AL. I think that is a steal. Also, they probably won't get a bye, so they will have to be the hottest team in baseball. I think at that number price and what this team is capable of doing, I've said this a million times. If you are still talking about the Astros, calling them the cheaters and whatnot, you don't understand baseball.
It's been a decade, people. It's been 10 years.
It's been 8 years. You haven't paid attention in 8 years. Oh. Let it go. 8 years, 2017.
You were so right. Why did I say 10? Why did I think it was 2015?
Because I would have let you said it if you were the one speaking. Because rounding up so much easier.
Why did I think it was 2015?
That was the Royals.
It was. Why did I? Am I stupid?
Royals, Cubs,
right?
Astros. Can I tell you something funny?
Royals, Cubs, so I Astros, posted, Red Sox. Nationals, Red Sox, Dodgers, yeah.
Nationals, Dodgers.
Yeah. Anyway, we don't have to do this. Continue. Sorry.
I made a video going.
Oh,
back.
I know. Oh, I know. I saw it. I think I texted you about it. I think I said that was very impressive, or I replied to it, or something. I definitely acknowledged it.
Appreciate you. That's my slight autism. if you have ADHD, you're on the spectrum. Anywho. I made a video this beginning of the week about Cal Raleigh and how I don't understand, blah, blah, blah. The amount of comments of Jose Altuve references from 2017, baffling. Baffling. They were like, this is why Jose Altuve won the MVP in 2017. And I just kept replying with that screenshot of Judge having almost all the better statistics except for like batting average, I think. And I also was like, 80 cheated. Somebody goes, so did Judge that season.
I mean, allegedly.
One was proven. One wasn't. It was, again, a decade ago. Yes. Now, back to what I was saying about the Astros. If you don't pay attention to baseball, let me give you a little insight. The Astros know winning ball.
Yep.
They know how to put a team together. Yep. When you doubt them and think they're out, they're going to be like, yeah, have fun keeping doubting us long because we're going to prove you wrong. And they did it without Yordan this year, who I was not high on. Because
who hit a home run last night, too, by the way.
Oh, he did? Good for him. to me, I want him to. I love Jordan. If you don't like Jordan, you are a bum. You don't. He wasn't there for the cheating. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't talk. He's a robot. He's awesome.
Yeah, he's great.
However, recently I have had the feeling of he's not good unless he has dangerous hitters around him.
Sure.
But hopefully they have enough dangerous hitters around him for the postseason, because he will be one of the scariest hitters in baseball. Because
yep. He's one of the best pure hitters in baseball.
And when he's hot, he is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
100%. But I think it was Monday or Tuesday, whenever it was, whenever he came back, he walked like four times, it felt like. No one wanted to throw to him.
Yeah.
So he's just an absolute threat in the lineup. We'll talk about them later. But 550 for them to come out of the AL, I think, is a fantastic price. Jake Hassan, your thoughts?
I've been on this train forever. I've been saying this about the Astros probably since the break, probably a little bit before the break. I really like this Astros team, and a big part of it was, like you said, they just know how to win. Like, they just get there. Like, who else? Let's put it this way. You get to the American League postseason. Let's just say that season ends today. You have the Blue Jays. You have the Red Sox. You have the Yankees. You have the Tigers. You have the Mariners, maybe, and you have the Astros. Like, the Astros by far have the most experience there. Maybe the Yankees have a little bit more, or they're at least comparable. Everybody else, though, is very green. The Blue Jays haven't been in the postseason in a few years. This Red Sox team is very young. The Mariners famously have not been in the postseason in a very long time. The Tigers, they have the experience from last year, but they had some roster turnover this year. I do think having A.J. Hinch would help them. But this Astros team, it's just, you go through that lineup, and it's all of these guys have deep postseason experience. I love the addition of Carlos Correa. Shocker, the Astros fixed him. He has been very good since they reacquired him. Yordan Alvarez coming back is one of the biggest things for me. He had that mysterious injury. The Astros really weren't telling us much about it. It was very, very bizarre. But to what we were just saying, he's one of the most pure, best pure hitters in baseball when he's on that field. And so he hit a home run last night. I think he's starting to turn a corner. Altuve is Altuve. But for me, Colby, also Jeremy Pena in that lineup. Since the beginning of the year when he was really struggling, Jeremy Pena has been unbelievable for the Astros. And like, just for example, since the Astros moved him to the leadoff spot back in April, Jeremy Pena, 325, 379, 508. Which isn't like mind-boggling. It's not MVP stats, but it's very, very good for a leadoff hitter hitting 300.
He's
1,000%.
The most consistent hitter in that lineup.
He's great.
He's the most consistent hitter.
Yeah. I mean, you throw in 11 home runs there, 14 stolen bases. He's a threat. So I really like him in that lineup, but also the rotation. We talked all year about Hunter Brown.
Hunter Brown did get lit up on Tuesday, whatever it was, sure, against the Rockies. But
it's
again,
a long,
that's the most dangerous lineup in baseball.
Hunter Brown, that he used to blow up every other start. This is his first true blow up all year, really. And so that'll happen sometimes. Framber Valdez is still very, very good. And now he's their number two. He's been their number one the last couple of years. Now I think Hunter Brown, I think we can all agree, is objectively their number one. And usually for me, when I like to think about teams that can win the pennant and win the World Series, you need three starters. And it's not going to be Jason Alexander. It's not going to be Spencer Arrighetti. It's not going to be Lance McCullers. Christian Javier is back. And when that guy is on, I mean, remember his Yankee start last year where he struck out 14 across, I think it was 7 innings? Like, he's still recovering from injury. He was not good in his last start, but it was his third start of the year. It's August. It's the end of August. Now we're getting into September here, and as he starts to shake that rust off, I think he's too talented. Christian Javier, you drop him on most other teams, he's a number two at worst, probably a number one on some teams. So I think getting him back, and assuming health, of course, I think he could be great. And I know I said Jason Alexander isn't your true third starter. He's been great as an Astro. So if they need him to be the three.
He's not bald.
But he, famously. So, I mean, I should have had this ready. That's a bad job by me. But Jason Alexander, since getting traded from the A's to the Astros, 7 starts, a 2.72 ERA. He's got a 1.16 WHIP. The FIP isn't awesome. It's 3.91. That scares you a little bit, but sometimes guys just beat the peripherals. So I really like this Astros team. I think almost 6-1 is an insane price for them. I think there's a lot of AL East love that is inflating that number. I think a lot of people want the Mariners to get into and win that division. Listen, the Astros have been able to keep that division lead and keep their head above water while playing basically a triple-A lineup while Yordan was out and without Correa for most of the year, obviously, as he was a Minnesota Twin at the time.
They're not playing good ball as of late.
And they aren't.
Their stats aren't sexy.
And I think that they are a team that...
Last 2 weeks, I think they're dead last in WRC+.
But I think once they get in, and they're going to have tests because they have a series against the Jays. They have a series against the Yankees. They have a series against the Mariners.
Yeah.
So they're going to be tested. But I think once they get in, that switch just flips for them. I think, like, 100%. I kind of view them as the Chiefs of Major League Baseball. Like, they just get in, and then that switch flips.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel. I'm really bullish on this Astros team. But all right, Colby, gonna let you go. Appreciate the time, as always, my friend. At Colby M. Betts on Twitter. Give him a follow. He tweets his card every day. It's really, really good stuff. But we're going to take another break. And on the other side, here we go. All of the bets, all of the college football, we are going to close the show with all of that. That is coming up in just a couple of minutes. Last break here on 670 The Score on Early Odds. When we come back, it's me, it's Jake Hassan with all of the college football breakdown on the slate. So stick around. The moment you've been waiting for is finally here on Early Odds right after this break.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back. Early Odds closing the show out here with all of the college football that you've been waiting for. Shout out to Colby Marcio at Colby M. Betts. We did a ton of Major League Baseball. It's a lot of us just yelling at each other about American League MVP and about some futures, but I think we gave you some actionable stuff, a really good discussion that was, for me personally, a lot of fun, and I'm the one with the microphone, but appreciate you, the listener, as always as well, because without you, this show does not happen, and appreciate the boys behind the scenes making sure this show, you know, goes on the air, which is always very helpful. But let's not belabor the point anymore. Let's get into some of these college games. And you all know where we have to start, right? Like, there's only one place really to start. And in a couple of hours, it's the game of the day, during the daytime for sure. But I mean, arguably the game of the week. Ohio State hosting Texas, your reigning college football champion, hosting the betting favorite and their quarterback, who is the Heisman favorite. It's, I mean, when was the last time we got something like this? I'm sure it's happened before. Maybe, I don't know. I'm too lazy to go look that up. But as far as the betting goes, people are betting Texas. I think I said on this show that I was going to wait for Texas to get to 3 when they were at 2.5, because I thought people were going to bet the heck out of Ohio State, especially in Ohio where there is legal gambling. And day of, I thought all of the money would come in on the Buckeyes, but it hasn't. It's gone the other way. And so maybe I just lose out. I'm still, I think, going to take Texas on the money line. I think a lot of this is people saying, well, Arch, what if he's not that good? If his name was Arch Jones or Arch Smith, you know, we wouldn't even be talking about him. What if he just is that good? Like, why does this have to be the worst case scenario for Arch Manning? I know he didn't really play anybody in the games that he played last year, and it was kind of a very watered down offense for Texas, but okay, he's had more than a year in this program, and now it's all had. They've had a year, not a year. They've had 7 months to prepare for this game. I feel like that this could really work out for Texas. I know they've had some roster turnover, but so has Ohio State, man. They had coaching staff turnover, personnel turnover. They have a new quarterback as well. Julian Sain is going to be the starter. That was announced, what, a week ago? So I'm going to take the underdog here. I really think that this could go either way. I was hoping to get 3. I'm still going to wait till the last second on the off chance that we do. But at this point, I don't want to take 1.5. I will just simply take the money line with Texas. I think they go in. I think they get it done. I think Ohio State has a lot to work on. Not work on per se, but I think they have a lot more to figure out, I guess. I know they've had the whole offseason to figure out their quarterback situation and their coordinators and how things work, but Texas has had longer. I think there's going to be some growing pains with Saiyan and with this offense for Ohio State. So give me Texas. Give me the money line. I think they outright upset in the shoe in Ohio State. I am going to be on them in this game. Another one, let's go to the other big game. This is a little bit later on today, but I'm going to take the points with LSU as well. Wow, back-to-back dogs. How does it lose? This should go really, really well for me. No way that it goes poorly, right? But I'm going to take LSU. I know what people like to say with, oh, Brian Kelly in week one games and Brian Kelly in these spots, and everybody likes Cade Klubnik and everybody likes Clemson and thinks that they can be a national title contender. But for me, you're getting more than 3. And I think you're going to get back to 4 as well. So I don't know if LSU wins the game. I think it's going to be a one-score game. I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I cannot wait to bet this game, or watch this game, rather. I am betting the game. But I'm going to wait and see if we could get to 4. And even if we can't, I'm going to take the points with LSU. Nussmeier is awesome. He's like, there's a reason he's in conversations for the Heisman. Like, the dude just has it. He's unbelievable. Not to say that Cade Klubnik isn't, and Clemson is a very good team, but they hit the portal hard, and they have a lot of new wide receivers. I do think there could be some growing pains here as well. So, again, I think it's going to be a close game, and being at Clemson is tough. God, if this game was Death Valley, that'd be so awesome. But anyway, it's not, and so we have to live with what it is. I will be taking the points with LSU. I think we have hashtag gone too far on the Brian Kelly craziness and his week one record and da-da-da-da-da. Dabo's a weirdo too. So let's not pretend like this is all fine and dandy on his end. I will be taking the points with LSU. I trust Nussmeier. I trust what he can do on a football field. I think that he can overcome what he's got going as far as the coaching staff. Give me the points with LSU in that one. As far as the last, I mean, we could go ahead to tomorrow's giant game, if you will, because LSU and Clemson and Ohio State and Texas are going to take a lot of the atmosphere here. But going to Notre Dame and Miami, I know this is 670 The Score. This is Early Odds. I'm Jake Hassan, by the way. Thank you for being here. Top 10 matchup, Notre Dame and Miami. And you have Notre Dame inside of 3. They're the favorite on the road in Miami. I'm interested to see what this looks like with Carson Beck. Our good friend of the program, friend of the show, Sam Panionovich at SP Shoot, Sammy P, he's in the camp that Miami is going to be a good team and that Carson Beck just needed a change of scenery and that this could work out. And I know that I just gave two bets that were based on quarterback play and some roster turnover and how this is going to look, but I'm a little worried about CJ Carr. I'm not a big Carson Beck guy though either. So I think for me, this is just going to come down to who's the better coach. Who do I trust more in the late situation? And it's pretty clearly, and it's not really that close. It's Marcus Freeman, right? Marcus Freeman proved to us last year, even though he lost in the championship, he's a good coach. He can get his team fired up. He can rally them. He can get them ready to go on any given day. So I think that Marcus Freeman is a good enough coach that even though there's a new quarterback in a new situation and they have their roster turnover at the most important position on the field, I trust him way more than I trust Mario Cristobal to have his team ready and adjusted. And even if it starts a little shaky, to rally them. Mario Cristobal does this time. Mario Cristobal blew a game with Cam Ward, who ended up being the number one overall pick, and lost to Syracuse. So, hello? Marcus Freeman's guys didn't give up in that game at any point in the championship game against Ohio State. So I am going to go to war here with Notre Dame. As long as we stay inside three, I am going to lay the points with Notre Dame. I think they get this done. I think that they beat Miami on their own turf. I think that is going to be what we end up doing in that one, the last big game of the day. I just want to give some thoughts on Illinois football, because obviously if you are listening to this inside the state of Illinois, you know very well that we cannot bet them. And that really sucks. But I wouldn't even want to bet them this year anyway, because I genuinely have no idea what's going to happen with this team. And it petrifies me. And I legitimately am so terrified that we are just, and by we I mean me, are just going to get hurt by this team again. And they are just going to disappoint. I was talking to Jeremy Werner of 24/7 Sports. He's the best on the beat for Illinois. He's the man. I was talking to him, and he was going through all the times that Illinois had a season like last year where they exceed expectations. They get 8, 9, 10 wins. And it is astonishing how many times they follow that up immediately with a 5-win season. Now, I'm a Brett Bielema guy. I trust in him. I believe in how much he's gotten everybody to buy into the culture of this team. Having Luke Altmaier still for yet another year is huge for the continuity of the team. The coaching staff has incredible continuity. I think everybody on that staff, for the most part, has at least 3 years on the job. I think that's great. Losing Pat Bryant hurts, though. Pat Bryant was a major reason why you won a lot of those close games, and now he's gone. I like the personnel. I like everybody. I like Zachary Franklin. I like Xavier Smith. I like what they still have. I still think the offensive line and defensive line for Illinois are awesome. But man, 8.5 wins. I hate to say this. I think I have to be on the under. If I could, I wouldn't. I don't usually bet on my teams, but if you're looking for a last minute Illinois bet, I do think that that is the way to go. I do think that they smash Western though today. I think that'll be good. I lay the points if you are so able to do that. One last bet that I'm going to give on the way out, because I've been percolating on this a little bit. I'll lay with Texas Tech. I kind of think that this team is hearing a lot of the noise, that there's some pressure on them, and that Joey McGuire is feeling that pressure. I think they're going to try and prove a point here today. So I'm going to lay it with last one at the buzzer. I'm going to lay it with Texas Tech today too. Shout out to my friends in Lubbock. Do know a lot of Texas Tech fans. It's weird. Twitter. That's how it works. But anyway, this has been Early Odds. I have been Jake Hassan. College football is back in our lives. Thank you to Colby Marcio at Colby on Bets for joining me for not one, but two segments. Thank you to the boys in the back for making sure this show goes on the air. Thank you to you, the listener, who without you, this show does not happen. So I appreciate it. This has been Early Odds. I have been Jake Hassan. This is 670 The Score. We will see you same time, same place next week for NFL Week 1. Can't wait for that. Until next time, boys, hit the music.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.